7:40 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. It is 74 degrees under cloudy skies. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Matt and Kimmel. Good morning.
We're on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're also on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. Joining us now, a man who served as mayor of the city of Rock Hill for 20 years from 1998 until he retired in January of 2018. That's former Mayor Doug Echols. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you with us.
Appreciate you being here, Doug. Of course, there's a big issue before the whole county. And as I noticed your post this morning here on Facebook, quote, read carefully how the county council is trying to kill the largest economic development initiative in recent history. Under the county's present formula, the city of Rock Hill will lose $2 million a year. That is just not right. So,
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know whether you've picked up on the news. I don't know where you are traveling, but you know the county council has moved up their third and final reading from this coming Monday night to tomorrow night.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've moved it up. Apparently, one of the members of the county council, word we're getting, is going to be on vacation. That'd be Mr. Roddy. And so they want to make sure it's not a tie vote. So they're having a special council meeting at the Heckle office complex tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm sorry I won't be able to be there. I was planning on being there Monday night, look them in the eye when they took whatever action they were going to take. So anyway, I'm sure that representatives from the city will be there. I hope that we have a huge crowd.
Well, you've been, as Chris mentioned, you've been the mayor of Rock Hill for 20 years. And it's just, I don't understand why we simply can't get a better dialogue, conversation, whatever you want, a relationship going on between the taxing entities, you know, the county, the school district, and the city of Rock Hill. I just don't know why this continues to go on. It's been that in place like this for as long as I've been in Rock Hill, which is over 40 years.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and it's much needed in York County. My view for a long period of time has been that the county fails to see that representation is really a team sport. I think what you have had, what I've seen in the past, is many times council members are operating individually as if, you know, their thoughts and their actions are the only ones to be had. And rather than building consensus and coming to decisions intentionally that impact the entire county, we have too much focus on, you know, their district and what might be an individual issue in an individual district, rather than, you know, seeing the service on county council as a group effort. And I think that's a big difference in the way the county functions and in the way the city of Rock Hill functions. The city's had tremendous success through the years, and it's been because you've had the kind of administrative leadership we've had, and also the whole concept of serving on the city council as being a way of certainly having differences, certainly offering opinions that vary, but nevertheless coming to a centralized and an agreed upon course of action, you know, that is good for the people you're trying to serve. And that means all the people. And we're all York County residents.
You know, one of the things, Mayor, that I don't think most people fully understand is if we lose this project, yes, we'll lose a great economic development opportunity, but it will put a black ball on York County as far as the State Department of Commerce is concerned. They bring a big project to York County. We can't produce, and they're going to go somewhere else. And I don't think the state's going to look too favorably upon York County for future projects.
Well, I think that much of what I have seen, and certainly this action by the county council, demonstrates short-sightedness. It simply cannot be described any other way, as far as I'm concerned. And you're exactly right, Manning, that if we as a county mess this up, it's going to be really hard. It's kind of like losing trust. You know, they say, you know, once trust is lost, it's hard to get back. And so if we lose trust with those in commerce and those at the state level that support our initiatives and our efforts, it's going to be hard to get it back. And here we are in one of the fastest growing areas in the state and needing economic development and needing this kind of companies to come in with high paying jobs and needing to put this kind of company on that site. If we let that pass, unfortunately, the ripples of that will be felt for a long, long time. And I appreciate you and WRHI bringing this to the attention of the people of our area, because this is going to impact the entire county, not just Rock Hill, but the entire county. And you know that we had a deal. I know that David Vihan and Mayor Geddes and others have been working, you know, diligently to make sure this is the kind of thing that can happen. I mean, you know, we could have jumped on another silly project of a big gas station and all that kind of stuff. But no, what do we strive for? The highest possible level of employment and so forth. And here we are by short-sightedness on part of the county about to mess this up if we're not careful.
You know, this project has been called, the Palmetto Research Park, according to the current mayor and council, they wanted this to be a generational change project, one that would eventually lift the incomes of all of your county by bringing something on this scale to where the park is. And, when you talk about salaries that are going to range from $105,000 to $145,000, I mean, that's a major, major step up.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. And, we had to take through the years, that we've got a lot of distribution centers, and that's fine. But that was done to get attention to our area and so forth. And it's what kind of came first. Now we're ready for another whole level of employment opportunity for all of York County. And that's what this company, Octoforma, will do for our city. So, and for our community. We can't let this pass with short-sighted vision. And my hope would be, Manning, that this kind of reactionary action by the county council will serve as a way for the people of our area to think about the kind of leadership that's needed to be in place in order to be able to handle what's coming. And it's we're going to see more population increase. We're going to see more activity throughout our area, and we need to be intentional about what we do and how we go about doing it. And that takes cooperation. I said earlier that it takes people working together, and people in the elected circles, need to do that. And I don't see that. I don't sense that from the county, and I haven't for a long time. That's what's created the issue. There's not a willingness to sit down and talk about the issues and move towards what I used to like to refer to as the center of the table. Rock Hill Executive Conference Room has a round table in it. Joe Lamford purposely put that there, I think, because the effort was when you got around the table, the whole effort is to try to move the group to the center of the table. Let's find common ground. Let's find what we can agree upon. Let's find what needs to be happening in our city and in our community, and let's get it done. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily the method of operating that we see in the county council. Obviously not when you see this kind of reactionary decisions take place. And virtually, I think there are a whole array of people who know and understand the negative impact this could have.
Any last minute advice to members of the county council or to the community as a whole about what they might be able to do between now and tomorrow night at 6 o'clock?
Well, I think that, of course, right now, what we need to do is make sure that every member of the county council fully understands And they might say that they do, but their actions don't demonstrate that. So I would suggest that you call your county council member and you simply say that you had a deal. The city proposed a deal of, you know, of a 50-50-50 share in this whole effort, and that deal was in place. We had a deal, and then all of a sudden there's a different direction taken, and that's a negative path. It's not a good path. It's for having economic impact that we need, nor doing long term what we need to do for York County. And then the other thing I would say is that God, I hope the outcome is going to be positive for all. But going forward, there needs to be a format by which not only the county and the city and the school districts and other public entities gather frequently for discussions about doing things that are intentional for making sure that York County grows and develops to its best capabilities. And we can do that, but it's going to take some effort. It requires give and take.
Oh yeah.
And to me, that's what needs to happen. You know, give and take on part of everybody. But we don't have to go cutting off arms and legs like the county is suggesting and the city do.
Right. Well, Doug, we appreciate the time you've given us and the wisdom you've given us this morning, and we'll just see how this plays out. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Former Mayor Doug Eccles with us this morning here on Palmetto Mornings.